Recorded Books presents Flowers for Algernon by Daniel Keyes, narrated by Jeff Woodman.
Progress Report 1, March 3. Dr. Strauss says I should write down what I think and remember and everything that happens to me from now on. I don't know why, but he says it's important, so they'll see if they can use me. I hope they use me, because Miss Kinnean says maybe they can make me smart. I want to be smart. My name is Charlie Gordon. I work in Donner's Bakery, where Mr. Donner gives me $11 a week and bread or cake if I want. I'm 32 years old, and next month is my birthday. I told Dr. Strauss and Professor Niemer I can't write good, but he says it don't matter. He says I should write just like I talk, and like I write compositions in Miss Kinnean's class at the Beekman College Center for Retarded Adults, where I go to learn 3 times a week on my time off. Dr. Strauss says to write a lot, everything I think and everything that happens to me, but I can't think anymore because I have nothing to write, so I will close for today. Yours truly, Charlie Gordon. Progress Report 2, March 4. I had a test today. I think I failed it, and I think maybe now they won't use me. What happened is, I went to Professor Niemer's office on my lunchtime, like they said, and his secretary took me to a place that said Psych Department on the door, with a long hall and a lot of little rooms, with only a desk and chairs. And a nice man was in one of the rooms, and he had some white cards with ink spilled all over them. He said, "Sit down, Charlie, and make yourself comfortable and relax." He had a white coat like a doctor, but I don't think he was no doctor, because he didn't tell me to open my mouth and say, "Ah." All he had was those white cards. His name is Bert. I forgot his last name, because I don't remember so good. I didn't know what he was going to do, and I was holding on tight to the chair, like sometimes when I go to a dentist. Only, Bert ain't no dentist, neither. But he kept telling me to relax, and that gets me scared, because it always means it's going to hurt. So Bert said, "Charlie, what do you see on this card?" I saw the spilled ink, and I was very scared, even though I got my rabbit's foot in my pocket, because when I was a kid, I always failed tests in school, and I spilled ink, too.